So, fun fact, after Batman and Robin rescued it from a slaughterhouse, DC Comics actually included a Bat Cow. And with that note, welcome to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I am your host, Jason. I have a pretty cool episode. This one's pretty cool. I'm digging it. Can't wait to share it with you. But let me get my disclaimers out of the way first and we'll get into it. So, the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can also catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on Twitter and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can email me directly if you'd like at b4itall@yahoo.com. And you can catch me on TikTok. TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. Please like, subscribe, share, hit notification bells. I don't know. But YouTube is probably the best way to interact because I love responding to people's messages on there. I love having conversations about superheroes, like what they would do with the characters, how they would go about it and things like that. I think it's great. Who they would cast if there's a movie or something like that. You know, so be a part of the community. Subscribe. Let's do this. And I also post videos there all the time. I post superhero memes daily. I post like AI generated artwork throughout the week. Every Saturday I post like a recap of the superhero memes from the shorts. All that good stuff. So follow me. Alright. Anyway, this week I am going to be talking about the DC comic character, Legion of Superhero member, Shadow Lass. Have you seen her? You may have seen her. Do you know her? You probably don't know her. She's not very well known, but she's pretty cool. Her real name is Tasmia Mellor, and she was the latest in a long line of Shadow Champions at Talik 8. At birth, she was taken from her mother, the then current champion, in a bid to ensure that no single accident or attack could ever claim both of them, and saw her only 7 times during her lifetime, all at solemn ceremonies in which they were forbidden to speak. As she grew up, she was raised by priests and was trained in combat and drilled in the order of her bloodline. That's pretty intense right from the start. She was separated from her mom, who was champion. That way, if something ever happened, it wouldn't claim both champions. That's nuts. Well, finally, one day her mother was killed in battle, and she was brought before the leaders of Talik 8's 12 tribes, the only time they would ever congregate peacefully, before entering the Shadow Cave, where she met the spirits of her mother and other prior champions. After they chastised her for never wondering how her mother died, she took to heart their counsel to protect Talik 8, but not their warning against egocentricism, and told her to go in power. On leaving the cave, she found the inhabitants of Talik 8 on their knees waiting for a sign, which she provided when she let the shadows loose. After that, she became the champion, using her position to give orders to leaders and priests, all in maintenance of old ways. This lasted until the ship came. The United Planets ship came in peace, proselytizing the benefits of the United of Planets membership. Sent to greet the invaders, she understood none of it, and she set about dismantling the hideous ship and crew. Despite their best efforts, she caused an explosion that caused the ship's landing gear to collapse. After that, the priest, who had already been harboring doubts about the zealot, kept her drugged until the United Planets entry negotiations were complete. Profoundly disturbed by the cultural influx and Talik's capsulence, she was eventually dismissed and told to study the galaxy to open her mind. So their culture was obviously really kind of xenophobic, very protective. And you know, xenophobia is a weird thing. You know, it sounds so terrible because of the phobia part, But there's a lot of, you know, protecting their culture and things like that. So it's a really weird, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. You know, if it just depends, I guess, on the motivations. Okay. Let's see here. Shadowless eventually made her way to Earth, and she entered the Legion tryouts and was accepted as Umbra, which would be her name for that. Although her curt attitude irritated Sensor. As part of the Legion, she fought Mordru and later played a key part in saving Wildfire, despite, after her initial fierce compassion, being disgusted at the thought of the forcible integration of his two original souls. Far later, the Blight enslaved most of Earth, including all but a few of the Legionnaires. Umbra was not among these escapees. When she was freed, she began to have a mental breakdown, prompted not only by the fact of her enslavement and what she had been forced to do, but by the fact that the Blight's touching of her mind had meant that she'd enjoyed it. Shortly thereafter, she became one of the Legionnaires lost through a space rift and catapulted into another galaxy. There, she became harder and colder than ever in lieu of breaking down completely and showing the fear that now guided her, while the voices of her ancestors from the shadow became faint and hard to understand. Then Saturn Girl tried to telepathically calm her, and it all went wrong. A telepathic matrix over a whole planet interfered with her powers, and the result left Saturn Girl in a coma. A shadow creature fueled by Umbra and Saturn Girl's combined pain and fear loose on the ship. And an Umbra completely without pain or anxiety, leaving only anger and arrogant self-confidence. That is nuts. So she went down to the planet, where she began to fight Singularity, which is a Superman-like being, for whom the telepathic illusion which had caused the trouble was being maintained, to keep him from causing trouble on his race's real planet. When Ultra Boy and Monstrous went down to get her, she began to fight them too. Finally, she was knocked out by Singularity while the Legion, having captured the shadow creature and realizing what it was, knocked out the illusion, causing Singularity to go looking for his original planet. Then Brainiac 5 managed to restore Umbra in Saturn Girl's mind, and Umbra finally broke down in a crying heap. Wow. Like, that's someone that had been kind of born and bred to be so cold and domineering, finally, like, break down. After this, she finally began to heal from everything that had happened to her, until, after they managed to return to United of Planet Space, her power mysteriously cut out. To find out what had happened, she finally returned to Talik 8 for the first time since her dismissal. There, she found a planet completely cloaked in shadow, and a shadow which knocked her out. Shadow Maven, one of the priests who had trained her, found her and told her that after her loss in the rift, they had believed her dead and managed to empower her distant cousin Grev with the shadows through the use of technology and had him cloak the planet entirely, withdrawing from the United Planets. Angry of the thought that she had just accepted the galaxy Talik had turned away from it, she went to confront Grev. The shadow gradually leached back to her until she split open the suit Grev used to control the shadow and found a withered corpse inside. As he had been unable to withstand being a conduit for the shadow while the suit ran on its last program directives. She cast the shadow cloak from the planet and spent some time there before returning to the Legion. Now in 2004, the Legion continuity was again restarted. Shadowless has appeared in this reimagining, but little has been revealed about this version of the character. She is portrayed as a very aggressive warrior, and at one point, she was in a relationship with Karate Kid, but they had broken up by the time the series started. Then she is seen dating Ultra Boy. Now, when the Legion visited Talik 8, they were surprised at the degree of favor Shadowless commanded, including a large banquet in her honor. Tasmia explained that the Shadow Champion did not accept such gifts. People would see her as aloof. Nonetheless, this inspired Atom Girl to suggest that Shadowless run for Legion Leader on a hedonism platform. Tasmia is also has a friendly rivalry with Grev, who in this continuity is her brother instead of her cousin. And the events of Infinite Crisis miniseries have apparently restored a close analog of the pre-Crisis Legion to continuity, as seen in the Lightning Saga story arc, Injustice League of America, and Justice Society of America, and in the Superman and the Legion of Superheroes story arc in Action Comics. Shadowless is included in their number and is among the group of Legionnaires who helped Superman defeat the villainous Justice League of Earth in the Action Comics storyline. Now, during the Justice League of Earth's xenophobic reign, Nightgirl and Shadowless worked with Timberwolf and Lightning Lass to help thousands of extraterrestrials escape Earth to their home planets via an underground interstellar portal zone. Shady also debuts a reworked version of her classic bikini in the Action Comics arc and uses her shadow casting powers in tandem with Nightgirl's only in darkness super strength. Okay. So Shadowless is shown predominantly in the teaser image, or she's shown prominently in the teaser image for the Final Crisis Legion of Three Worlds miniseries, using her powers to keep Mordru and Saturn Queen in the dark. And in the first issue of Final Crisis Legion of Three Worlds, Shadowless, along with fellow Legionnaires Phantom Girl and Lightning Lass, rescue Mon-El from the Phantom Zone, where he had been imprisoned by Earthman, terrible name, and the villainous Justice League of Earth. Upon leaving the zone, Mon-El once again suffers the effect of lead poisoning, but as in the past, is inoculated with an antidote created by Brainiac 5. Now, recently, in issue number 2 of the New Legion comic, Shadowless appears to have broken up with Mon-El with no reason truly given. In issue number 5, she is seen in bed with the reformed xenophobe Earthman. When she found out that Mon-El was chosen to be a Green Lantern, she felt a bit uneasy about it. However, Mon-El told her that even though he's part of the Corps, the Legion and Earth will always be his family. And in the Watchmen sequel Doomsday Clock, Shadowless is among the Legion of Superhero members that appear in the present after Dr. Manhattan undid the experiment that erased the Legion of Superheroes and the Justice Society of America. So, she's got a crazy history. Like, there's so much going on in her history, it's really hard to keep up. And if you got lost, don't worry, I did too. The thing with the Legion, though, is that they keep rebooting their stories. So even if you get lost, it's okay. Because the idea is there, and it's just not. So basically what you need to know is she was born and bred to be this shadow-wielding champion. She did it, and now she's got to learn some kind of quote-unquote humanity to go with it. But what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments. Like I said, you can always catch me on Twitter or Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, where you can like, subscribe, share, do all that good stuff. Or you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. But let me get into her powers and fun facts and stuff like that. So her powers. Shadowless and all her incarnations can cast dark fields that block out all light. These can either be complete, effectively rendering useless all light sources within the area, or hollow to allow the interior to be lit. She can also solidify these fields to use as a more direct weapon. She's also an expert in hand-to-hand combat and can see in complete darkness, which is both her own darkness that she creates, or just if it was dark outside, she can see in that. Now, as a member of the Legion of Superheroes, she's also given a Legion flight ring. This allows her to fly and protects her from the vacuum of space and other dangerous environments. So she's got a small force field, she can fly, and she can control all these shadow things, which is pretty awesome. Fun facts. Shadowlass makes a cameo appearance in the Justice League Unlimited episode, Far From Home. She also makes a cameo appearance in the final scene of Justice League vs. the Fatal Five as one of the Legionnaires traveling to the 21st century to honor their fallen member, Starboy. And Shadowlass appears in the 2023 Tomorrowverse film, Legion of Superheroes, voiced by Victoria Grace. This version is a council member of the Legion Academy. I don't know if I have that one. I might have to look that up. Shadowlass also appears in Adventures in the DC Universe number 10. So she doesn't have a big presence, but it's one to look out for. She's kind of like got light blue skin. It's one to look out for. But final thoughts. And I'm sorry if this episode doesn't run very long. There's not a lot on this character. They had a really good premise and they just haven't worked with it very much. But Shadowlass is a very intriguing character. But you know what I'd like to see from her? I'd love to see her in an alternate version of the Legion of Superheroes, where it's not so bright and colorful. And if you read the Legion of Superhero comics, you know what I mean. Like, a lot of, even their darker stories are really kind of bright and cheerful and colorful. It's just kind of the feel of the comic. But I want to see something more gritty and dark. Like, let's have Shadowlass be in an off-branch division where she basically has to be an assassin for the Legion of Superheroes. Kind of like what X-Force is for X-Men. You know, they do all the missions that are a little too dirty to get public view. But let's have her be with Karate Kid or someone else like that. Maybe even Timberwolf. And have to pull off covert mission for the sake of the galaxy. Like, there are lines that she'd have to cross and actions she'd have to take that may seem extreme, but it could help the galaxy tremendously, and it might be better if as little people know about it as possible. But what do you think? Like, could something like that work, especially in the Legion of Superhero comic series? Let me know in the comments, and let's have a discussion about it. Do you have other ideas that you would do for Shadowlass? She's almost got, like, you know how Starfire has this, like, kind of like orange skin and like red kind of flaming hair. This girl's kind of like the exact opposite, but the same outfits almost, if you look. Light blue skin instead of the orange skin, and like dark blue or even black hair, you know, to represent that cold of the darkness. She's like the antithesis of Starfire. But Shadowlass is awesome. She's got a lot of potential because her power set is just that dark, menacing power set. It's not made to be out in the public view to like gain a lot of recognition. I think she's custom made for stealth missions and things like that. But I want to know what you think. So let me know. Like I said, you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. DMs are always open. You can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. So b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on YouTube and TikTok under Superhero Deep Dive. Comment, like, subscribe, share. If you have questions, if you have facts that I may have missed, if you have ideas for stories for the characters, if you have requests for future episodes, let me know. I am 100% about it. But I think that's all I've got for this. Shadowlass is a lot of fun, but there's just not a lot to her. So I'm anxious to know what you guys think. But in the meantime, guys, I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone is happy. I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone is smart. And if you're not smart, don't get caught. See you guys later. Bye-bye.